Hello, everybody, and welcome to some more No Wrestling. It is me here, your boy, Mark Sylvester, and welcome today, guys, to another edition of the WrestleMania Watch-Alongs. With it being 40 years of WrestleMania this year, guys, what I like to do is I'm going through every single WrestleMania where I do a watch-along of a particular match, which is, in my opinion, either the best match or the most important match at that particular year's WrestleMania. And so then, guys, for today's WrestleMania, it'll be WrestleMania 6.
Upon the examination of the galaxies of space, images begin to appear. Images of strange and powerful forces. But of all the forces in the universe, the two most powerful, Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, prepare to explode. Champion versus champion, title for title. It's the ultimate challenge. It's WrestleMania!
WrestleMania 6 was held on the 1st of April 1990, and the number one film in the UK at that particular time was The War of the Roses, and the US was my boys, The Awesome Foursome. That's right, guys, it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a bona fide classic for me, a true five-star film. Now, the number one song in the UK was The Power by Snap, and in the US, it was Black Velvet by Alana Miles. Now, with the game as well, guys, I couldn't really find the game from 1990. But then again, as I've said in previous WrestleManias, hopefully when I get some more later WrestleManias, I'll be able to find it and find that particular stuff too with the songs and everything else as well. So hopefully in the future, we will know the games. And now it's time, guys, for the match. And so then, guys, for the match, we'll be doing a watch-along of today. It will be for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship. It will be between Demolition versus the Colossal Connection at WrestleMania 6.
Continues to ponder with me, Axe and Smash of Demolition. Gentlemen, perhaps you heard some of the commentary from the Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, we heard. Eliminator, sir. Well, let me tell you why they call me the Axe. Because I can cut down the biggest redwood there is. Even if he is 7 feet four, 500 pounds, and I'll shear the limbs off that Polynesian oak. But just before I finish chopping him down, I'm gonna stand back, look at him, and yell, Timber!
That sounds pretty good. But let me tell you what I'd like to do to Andre the Giant Haku. I'd like to throw him in the back of a semi-tractor trailer. Get behind that wheel, push the pedal to the metal, and drive him straight off a cliff, and watch him smash into smithereens!
Gentlemen, this is beginning to sound like a demolition derby.
Now you're catching on, because that's exactly what happens every time demolition's in its ring. And this match is no different. We're out to demolish and destroy.
And after the match is all over, the only thing that's going to be salvageable from that scrap heap will be the metal we're going to use to forge our new tag team championship belt.
Let's go back out to ringside.
Now then, guys, if you're able to find WrestleMania 6 on however you want to watch it, the classic VHSs, DVDs, the Peacock, the Network, etc., wherever you can find it on, guys. And when you found it, guys, in the timeline, you need to move it to 14 minutes and 37 seconds. And at the count of three, we'll begin. One, two, three, let's go. And you can see the amazing shot there as well of the amazing big crowd that they have here, because they have 60,000 odd people from the Toronto Sky Dome. And you can see they mention the fact there's like the three-peat and that kind of thing as well. It's so, so cool. And you can hear as well Howard Finkel announcing the two participants in the ring, being the Colossal Connection of Haku and Andre the Giant. And the interesting thing about this match as well, this was Andre the Giant's last match in the WWF. I know he would appear in other things as well, but you can see here there's no actual WrestleMania like title thing here, and I think they'll get it more in the future as well. And you can hear there as well the crowd going insane for Demolition coming out, and you can see Demolition posing and doing their awesome things, because by this point Demolition were like the biggest face tag team in the whole WWF, and it's just so cool. You can see them as well being taken down through the little ring, and that's just so cool, because the set and the stage to get to the ring, like the aisleway and the, you know, the thing is so big. And you can hear them as well talking about the fact that Demolition have been two-time tag team champions. They're trying to get a three-peat. And a really cool thing here as well too is the actual like apron goes completely across the ring. You can see like the WrestleMania 6 kind of thing, because beforehand it was all kind of like stopped at either end so it can come off. With this one, it was completely covered the entire like ringside apron there. I think it's just so cool. And then from years later on and even modern day, it covers the whole thing because it's a really big event. You can see there as well Demolition's like title thing coming up, and you can see Demolition here taking their mask. You see that great shot there of Bobby the Brain Heenan moaning at people and stuff, and you can see here as well them doing a blah and stuff, and then oh look at that, they've been attacked. And you can see here Andre the Giant after WrestleMania 5 was kind of just been put into a tag team, him not really doing too much because you've got to think he's getting old now, he's getting like really deteriorated and stuff. And you can see here Haku and Smash wrestling against each other. It's just so cool. And you can see here as well them building up the fact with the Hart Foundation building up, they want to fight against the winners and stuff. So you can hear them even when this match has happened. You can sense the facts as well. Actually, they want to wrestle as well, like other tag teams too. You can see their Axe getting a really good reaction because he's destroying and like causing. Oh, you can see here Andre. Oh, and a big club there by Andre. Insane stuff. I love it. And you can hear there as well them selling like Haku and being like, actually, Haku's a fucking badass. Haku's just so good as well. And you could see. Like, there you go, Axe viewing the tag team and stuff too. Ah, here he comes. Ah, I love Axe. He's so good. Good old Bill Eady and Barry Darso. So good, guys. I just love the way that he's able to do, and just the chop as well, like the great movement and the shouting as well. It's so good. You can see Smash on the ring, you know, outside the ring there. And you can see the referee telling him, you know, get out of the ring and stuff, because obviously the tag and they got 5 seconds to get out, that sort of thing as well. Ooh. Lovely blocks there by Smash, showing off his in-ring skill. Oh, let's go backslide. What's happening here? Is Smash going to bring him down? No, Haku's trying to stop him. You can see Bobby Heenan looking concerned. Ooh. Look at that, and Andre came in and did a little kick to Smash to stop him. Oh, great selling there by Smash. I just love the way that this whole stadium looks. It just looks so cool, just seeing all these people here and everything else. What a dodge. Oh, right in the esophagus area. I love that term of phrase by Gorilla Monsoon. So good. Watching these old pay-per-views back and you hearing Gorilla Monsoon like talk and commentate and stuff, you remember a lot of the different stuff they're talking about as well. You can see the great selling there by Axe as well too. Axe is such a good seller, man. And you could see there Haku with the backbreaker onto Axe. You can see there as well Axe coming up with a great selling there as well, because the interesting thing about the way that they went from like face to heel, no, heel to face, sorry. It's quite interesting to kind of see the way that they're setting from WrestleMania 4. They were the ones who are dominating. They're the ones who are attacking. So now being the team that is like then selling and stuff. It's just quite interesting to kind of see the dynamic and the way that they're able to work it and make it work so well as well, to actually show just how good they are and that kind of thing as well too. It's just really clever. And you could hear there as well Oh, look at... Oh! Jesus! Bobby Heenan, just that little bit. You can see Axe coming. Oh, then Axe getting attacked by Andre and a big headbutt. Oh, there's a ref. There you go. I love that. Trying to, like, protect the referee. And Jesse's like, no, he's not. He's on the other side of the ring. Great, ring awareness there by Axe to be able to find the bottom rope there. It's quite interesting, actually, the way that the different shots are. Like, this shot has now gone slightly different than the other ones was. Like, the lighting's a lot more sort of different, and this lighting's different as well. It's quite interesting, actually, watching back, like, old school. You can hear there as well the crowd cheering for Smash because he's helping Axe and stuff. And it's quite interesting, actually, watching his old matches back. And you can just see the different camera shots, just how much, like, the lighting work makes it look different. And you've got the stuff to do with, like, the white thing, but also being on HD TV, you can kind of see the difference in it as well too. It's just mad just seeing, like, the difference from, like, the hard cam, normal cam, how where it has the long shots and more of the close-ups as well. It's just really interesting as well, just how much the lighting just adds so much more to the matches as well too, you know, like to the cinematography, as it were. Oh, right in the eye. And you can see the amazing shot there as well, then showing you just the size of the crowd, the size of everyone there, because you've got to think there's 60,000+ people there in that one place. I know that I've been to one WrestleMania, and that was WrestleMania 29, and that had quite a lot of people, and it's just so cool to kind of go back and watch these old WrestleManias. You can just see the size of the crowd, the size of the people there, the amount of people that are there too. It just builds up and makes WrestleMania seem even more bigger, badder and better, you know, than it is and stuff, and making it seem as important as the Super Bowl, as the World Series, the World Cup, etc. That it's just so, so cool to see the crowd. You can hear here as well the crowd getting loud and cheering for Smash and stuff. It's just so, so cool just to hear the crowd as well just get so into these matches and stuff as well too, because Demolition are fucking awesome. Oh, and a big kick there by Haku to Smash. Oh, and another chop. Here comes... I love the way that Andre the Giant's choking Smash Axe, but he's able to use the bit of, like, Axe's tire to help pull him up. It's so clever, the sort of stuff that Andre the Giant would do and stuff as well. Insanely cool. And you could hear there as well, them mentioning, obviously, Smash made two mistakes, costing Axe dearly. You can see here as well, and you can hear the crowd. Oh, I love that sort of, like, the babyface fire coming back, and then you can see then the heel stopping in it, and it's just insane just to see it all. So you can hear there, like, Smash being like, come on, tag me, man, tag me. Oh, big move there by Haku. You can see there Smash trying to come in to help. Then, you know, you can hear Haku, like, complain about the count because he felt it was going too slow. Oh, big move there. Oh, the big boot. Oh, I love that big boot by Axe. I still think the one from Survivor Series 88 was an amazing shot. And the big clothesline as well, that was an awesome clothesline. You can see the way that Axe came down because of the fatigue that he took from all the damage. It's such great selling there by Axe. So, so good. Here comes Smash to a really big reaction. Oh, I love Smash. He's so good. He's such a great babyface, and just to fire as well, just to see the great babyface fire coming through as well, was just crazy. You can hear there as well the crowd going insane as well, and the way that he's, like, dancing around and doing things too is just insane. Oh, look, beautiful back body drop there by Smash. I love it. Oh, look, that was a cool crossbody there. And there goes Smash attacking Andre. And a big clothesline there. and they took down Andre the Giant. You can hear the crowd going insane as well. Oh, God.
I've watched this match so much when I was a kid. Like, I remember watching this when I had it on VHS, and it wasn't the actual proper Silver Vision version. It was, like, a copy of Silver Vision or the live one. And it was just so, so cool.
Oh! There's a tag to Axe. Oh, here we go. And you can see the crowd going insane for the demolition decapitation. Oh, I love this move so, so much. This move's fucking awesome. And you can see that Bobby trying to unlock Andre the Giant. Oh, beautiful. And the big move. And the crowd, they win. Demolition win. They're the new tag team champions. First three-time tag team champions ever in WWF. It's insane. So cool. There you go. I know Reigns became a bit mad nowadays, and you have some people who've been reigning tag champions 10 times or something ridiculous like that, but this was the first ever time that it was ever a three-peat versus a team to ever win it three times. It's just so awesome just to see them doing everything else. Amazing. So, so cool. You can see the crowd going insane because they won and everything else. Oh, I love it, man. You could see their smash to high-fiving the fans and everything else as well. There you go. Number one, baby. Fucking love Axe. He's so, so good. And you could see there as well, healing, giving it to Andre the Giant, telling him what you're doing. He's saying, but actually, Haku hit me, not, you know, I didn't hit Haku, and he's moaning at Andre the Giant, but like, what are you doing? Keep on. And he's kind of saying, you know, it's not just me. He hit me with his kick in the face. What was I supposed to do? You could hear Bobby Heenan like moaning at Andre the Giant, and he slapped. Oh, he just slapped Andre. And you could see Andre the Giant picking up Heenan. You can hear the crowd going insane. This is such a great babyface turn here by Andre the Giant. You could be like, it was him. It was him, do not touch me. You could see Bobby Heenan's great selling, the great fear on his face as well, being like, oh, fuck, I just done something so stupid here. Oh, there you go, the slaps. And the slaps, the big chop there by Bobby, and the great selling there by Bobby Heenan. So, so good, and him kicking out Bobby. This is insane. And the big, lunging there at Bobby, and you could see him, and you could see Haku trying to get ready to pose to fight against Andre. Oh, Andre caught the foot. He caught the foot. Oh, and the big chops there by Andre. Oh, I love it. Just selling him. He's like, this is mad, man. And the big headbutt by Andre. What a great way to turn face, Andre, mate. Oh, I love it. I fucking love it. And you can see here, Andre Kirk go towards a little pod because he's like, nap, you guys aren't going with me. You guys are like, wait. He's hit Bobby again. He said, shoving out Haku and stuff. And you can see, there you go. Look at him. He's just like, yep. You can leave now, Haku. Fuck off. He's like, headbutt, yep. Leave this little pod. I'm going by myself. And you can see both of them on the feel like, fuck, why did you do that to him? But Bobby, you twats. I love it. You can see there as well, Andre the Giant leaving in the pod to a thunderous reaction. Oh, it's just so, so good. You could hear as well, Gorilla Monsoon saying, like, you know, the 65,000 plus people on hand cheering for Andre, cheering for the fact that he's turned face. And you can see Andre pointing at the ring, being like, never do that to me and stuff as well. You can hear them as well, put over the fact that Demolition ended up becoming the new World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. And so then, guys, we're going to have to give that match out of 5. We'll probably have to be 4 stars out of 5. I mean, for me, this match was brilliant. I mean, the fact that Demolition came out to such a big reaction, it just shows just how good Demolition are. It just shows as well throughout the match just how, as much as Andre couldn't do, they had it whereas Haku did most of the match and Andre only did a few spots here and there. The fact that he had Axe with his great selling from all the different attacks and clubs and blows and stuff that Haku gave him as well as Andre the Giant. You also had as well the great babyface fire of Smash. Him showing off his great moves, a massive big back body drop. And when they're able to knock down the Giant, the crowd went insane. When they hit the Demolition Decapitation, the crowd were going insane. When they won it, the crowd went insane, obviously. And then the way that the crowd was just so happy that Demolition won. And also as well, the fact that I was so happy that Demolition won. It just shows just how great tag team wrestling can be. And even as well, the fact that when Andre the Giant turned face, he became a good guy again. That was just awesome to see as well. And it's just one of those matches that I can happily go back and watch many a times. I can go back and enjoy for what it is, you know. And it's just so cool just to see how over as a babyface team Demolition are, how over they are as wrestlers, and just how over Andre the Giant was that when he turned face, when he went against the Heenan family, just how much the crowd loved it, just how, like, when it happened, it was like, oh my god, Andre the Giant's turning face again. And it's just so cool to see such a big and amazing crowd give Andre the Giant and Demolition their true accolades. And that, my friends, was my watch-along of Demolition versus the Colossal Connection for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 6. Let me know, guys, in the comments below what your thoughts are about this particular match and how you think it compares to the other WrestleMania matches or even in the careers of Andre the Giant, Haku and Demolition. Love to hear you guys think. And also as well, guys, please don't forget to like, follow and subscribe to No Wrestling. This has been No Wrestling, guys. I have been your amazing host, as always, Mark Sylvester. And don't forget, guys, to take care and always remember, it's WrestleMania.